This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
The easiest way to save money on your AWS bill sounds pithy when you write it down. Turn that shit off. I'm serious. It sounds like I'm telling you something that's somehow obvious or that you should already know, but there are deceptive layers of nuance to the idea. To be very clear, I'm absolutely not suggesting that you log into your company's production AWS account and start turning things off left and right like some sort of overpaid chaos monkey. But there are tactics you can use to shut off services that you don't need and save money without buying savings plans, signing an AWS contract, or re-architecting your entire environment. Let's dive in and you'll see what I mean. Number one, put people in charge, not automated tools. From an API basis, it's effectively impossible to disambiguate between things that should be turned off and things that should be protected at all costs. Those idle instances sitting there doing nothing? Yeah, that's the DR environment. In the event of an AZ or region-wide issue, they'll be needed quickly at a time when a whole bunch of other folks are going to have similar ideas. You can't depend on the AWS control plane to provision instances quickly enough, so you've got to have these things sitting idle. Inversely, a lot of cost management tooling presupposes that what's in your environment is exactly what should be running. It'll cheerfully suggest that you buy 3-year savings plans, or worse, reserve instances, because their tooling hasn't been upgraded to support those in the past 2 years, for some developer's test cluster that's still running 6 months after they left your company. There's an easy way to tell whether something's in use. Personally, I'm a fan of turning things off and waiting for the screams when I can't figure out what's running, but this might prove disastrous. Inevitable chaos isn't your style? Cool. One way that I've found to overcome the incredibly obvious problem with just shutting things off is to restrict access to the resource in question. Be sure to get the instances IAM role restricted too. If you can leave an instance up for a week or four without anyone connecting to it and no one raising hell, it's a reasonable guess that it can be turned off. Take a backup first and then go ahead and terminate it. I would encourage you to do this gradually and methodically. Measure twice, cut once, as the saying goes. If you restrict access to half of production by accident, you're not going to get much useful data other than exactly how red your executive leadership turned when they're screaming their heads off. Number two, delete your data, also known as another way to say turn that shit off. Backups are important, as I just stated, and far be it for me to suggest that you not have any. That said, do you really need 2 full years of backups taken every 12 hours for every instance's EBS root volume? I'm going to theorize that you do not, but you certainly know your environment better than I do. But backing up data you'll never need to restore at 5 cents per gigabyte per month can add up to tens of thousands of dollars across an environment if you're not careful. Similarly, cloning a few petabytes in S3 for every developer environment is great and all, but S3 object lambdas are one way to save thousands a month on such exercises. Whether it'll work for you depends on what you're doing with it. If you have a bunch of data that lives within S3, you can't go far wrong by using S3 storage lens to take a look at just what's in there and what it's doing. If there's data that's not pulling its weight, turn that, well, you get it.
This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise, not the starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial.
3. Getting rid of the miscellanea clogging the pipes. There are a whole bunch of other desultory detritus from various experiments, failed provisioning runs, abortive attempts at migrating to serverless, and who knows what else. Individually, these things tend to not cost a lot of money most of the time. The only real way to be sure is to take a look at your AWS bill in the console and your own constraints. For some folks, spending $2,000 a month on unattached Elastic IP addresses would be a screaming fire in the building that should be fixed immediately. For others, that is so far down the list that it may as well not exist. Think of things like CloudWatch log groups that don't have expiry configured, versioning enabled for S3 objects that change constantly, multiple cloud trails configured within the same account, and those cursed managed NAT gateways. In theory, you should understand every line item in your AWS bill, what it means, what resources it represents, and what they're being used for. Failing that here in reality, try to get to some semblance of an idea what the larger numbers represent. Don't get stuck rabbit-holing here. Fixating on the 72 cents a month for a snapshot you can't quite track down may not be the most efficient use of your energy. So before you buy savings plans, sign an AWS contract, or re-architect your entire environment, try these three ways to, say it with me, turn that shit off.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.